This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. At this very moment, there are workers in Michigan who are painting vehicles, assembling things, burning welds, packing products, and a whole lot more. These workers don't need lunch or bathroom breaks. They don't take sick days or go on vacation. They are robots. Michigan leads the nation in the rate of industrial robots as a percentage of its workers. That's just one of the findings of an analysis done by researchers at the Brookings Institution. Mark Murrow wrote about where the robots are in a post for Brookings, where he's senior fellow and policy director with the Metropolitan Policy Program. Mark, it is great to have you on Stateside.
Hey, it's great to be here. I am human and happy to talk.
About all of this penetration of robots into American industries and thus into U.S. metropolitan areas. So what did the data you looked at show?
Well, this is global data from a sales or industry association for the production or creation of robots. And we looked at industrial robots. And not only is the United States, you know, moving rapidly to add to the number of robots in its factories, but Michigan has been in the forefront of this, maybe had them first and early, but is really adding to the base. No state has a higher share of them per 1,000 workers than Michigan. So I think it says Michigan's on the forefront of an important technological development in manufacturing, but maybe also at the forefront of emerging issues about the world of work in the future.
Indeed. So when we think that, as you put in your report, about 28,000 robots are working away in industrial jobs in Michigan, and with Metro Detroit has more than three times the number of installed robots than other cities. So there really is, if you talk about where the robots are, it's here.
That's absolutely true. And I think it should be thought of as an ambiguous fact. It certainly is disquieting to some, and we can talk about why that might be. It's also, though, a measure of the advancedness of the manufacturing sector in the state. So to the extent that have automated factories means that their factories are here rather than in China and that they are at the forefront of manufacturing technology.
And it's certainly, you know, knowing how important the auto industry is in Michigan and certainly in Southeast Michigan, it's not a surprise when you consider the great pressure on those manufacturers to control cost and make production more efficient, and thus this robot presence. And I noted in the piece you wrote, it's not about making a judgment call on whether using robots is good or bad. But let's talk about some of the tensions and the changes that we've seen because of automation. What do you think it means for Michigan to be the number one place where the robots are?
Well, first, on the upside, it means that Michigan is a central focal point of the global auto industry. Half of these robots are in auto. This is essentially a map of where auto manufacturing is. And robotics essentially have made possible, you know, the continued competitiveness of U.S. auto. So that's a good thing. It also means that American workers aren't being injured as much in welding accidents, slinging big pieces of metal around, or breathing fumes in the paint shop. So those are good things. But it also means that U.S. Workers are needing to find a way to work around the robots, finding ways to work with the robots, and are not going to be carrying out the routine middle-level activities that they did for years.
And that means changes in how we educate our workers.
Absolutely. It means that humans need to find ways to add value, and that means possibly radical changes in how we train. You know, and I think the United States is only beginning to grapple with that. We have not really invested heavily over time in training. The bulk of jobs in an auto factory were relatively simple until recently. So I think both the industry and workforce organizations and state government have a lot to think about now.
Kind of, it sounds like behind the curve, because as you say, we're with this, most robots in the nation here in Michigan, it's here. So we're kind of behind in responding to these changes.
Well, these are big changes. They've been going on for quite a while. I think they're now visible and being discussed. So I think that's good. And I think Michigan, you know, needs to be and likely will be one of the focal points in working out the new relationship between automation and people.
We should also note that as you broke down and crunched the data, there was also a strong robot presence in cities like Grand Rapids and Toledo we have people listening in those areas. It's really very interesting to see all of this. You also dug up a very interesting connection between the penetration of industrial robots and the race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Tell us about that.
It's interesting. I mean, clearly, you know, we've looked at this for a lot of variables. The fact is that regions with high robotics penetration tended to vote for President Trump. I think there's something, you know, I think you can take this too far, but I think it's an association. I think that to the extent voters saw in Trump a response to their frustrations with working class life in the United States, with perhaps insecurity or displacement in the factory system of the heartland, you know, may have driven them towards voting for Trump, who expressed a lot of frustration in their stead for about the history of recent history in manufacturing.
Yeah, I kind of got that's part of the unease with automation that you write about.
Automation is certainly displacing some jobs, especially those routine, repetitive, dangerous jobs. So those jobs are directly feeling the pressure. Other jobs are created in minding the robots, but they're not the same jobs for the same people. And meanwhile, companies may be able to drive much greater productivity and output without feeling the need to pay workers more. These robots aren't responsible for every bit of frustration in the country, but they are a convenient focal point for it. And I think they a meaningful marker of what's going on in the factory sector.
Mark, who is making these robots and where? Other robots? I mean, if there's a growing robot building industry, who's benefiting and making them? I mean, Detroit is the motor city. We're wondering, what's the new robot city?
Yeah, it's unfortunately not necessarily American. Germany, Japan, Korea, and even China are getting very active in this. It would be a problem for the United States and unhelpful if our anxieties about robots, you know, precluded our ensuring that America's a leader in producing the technology, managing the technology, and so on. So, you know, I think there are American makers of this stuff, but they are not the dominant ones right now.
Mark, we hear a lot of talk in Michigan about wanting to be, transportation initiatives and the autonomous vehicles and being on the forefront of that technology. And it strikes me, Michigan knows how to build things. Why not be on the forefront of building robots in North America?
Well, absolutely. And while those other nations are piling onto this technology, this is certainly one that the United States and specifically Michigan are well positioned to perhaps dominate in the future. The mixture of manufacturing know-how, digital know-how, autonomy coming up through the autonomous vehicle and EV experience, and then a history of engineering should make Michigan one of the focal points for working out the next generations of technology.
And I think I hear a challenge for the future.
I think the great challenges are, yes, producing and managing this technology, getting better at it, working out the relationship between the machines and the people in social terms, and then training to make sure that workers have a place and can add great value in the next period of manufacturing.
Mark Merrill wrote about where the robots are in a brief for the Brookings Institution, where he is a senior fellow with the Metropolitan Policy Program. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thank you.